You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 32, and thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we'll be talking about Star Wars Jedi Survivor. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find the show on Twitter and Facebook by searching for Midlife SQ. So I haven't really had any time to play video games at all this week because my one and only bathroom in my home is undergoing a complete renovation, which means that after work every day, I'm heading home, eating dinner, checking on the progress of the work, and then heading to a hotel for the night because, you know, we kind of need a place to use the bathroom and shower. And then, in fact, you'll excuse me if there's a little weird echo or some other sounds on today's episode because I'm actually recording this sitting in my car in the driveway because there's just noise everywhere. The project was supposed to last just about 3 days, they thought, but it is creeping into its fourth and possibly fifth day, and I'm really hoping to be sleeping in my own bed by the weekend. It's been stressful, and I've been a bit cranky and anxious all week with everything going on, but I heard a story yesterday that kind of put it into some perspective and made me realize how lucky I actually am. One of the guys on the crew working on my bathroom is Ukrainian. Super nice guy. He does great work. Awesome, friendly. And he said that he has been in the country for only 5 months. He doesn't speak much English, but enough English. And he had to leave his wife and both of his teenage daughters back home in Ukraine. And they're trying to get them all out and to America. And hearing him tell this story, and he has a smile on his face and a positive attitude, you know, hearing about what he's had to go through and being away from his family made me realize how lucky I am to have what I have. And, you know, yes, I'm going through an inconvenient time right now, but also I'm so lucky to be able to do that. And, you know, I've got a lot and I should be grateful. It's okay, you know, to feel down about things going on, but it's also good to have some perspective. I'm probably a little bit guilty of suffering from a mild case of Star Wars fatigue. I'm a sequel trilogy apologist. I loved Rise of Skywalker. I also really liked Obi-Wan, but I haven't watched the third season of Mandalorian yet, and I haven't watched Andor yet, although I really, really should. And I haven't been able to get super excited about some of the other shows that they've announced. I still love Star Wars, and I'm sure that these things are all really cool that they're making. There's so many of them now. It's just hard to keep up. I also really enjoyed Star Wars Fallen Order when it came out a few years ago, but I haven't exactly been chomping at the bit for this sequel to come out. Well, it's here now, and I'm playing it. So, you know, is it reinvigorating my love of Star Wars? Or is it further proof that maybe the Jedi and I need to take a little break from one another? Well, the answer is neither, really. Jedi Survivor manages to land squarely in between those two feelings. More than any game I've played in a while, this game is the textbook definition of good enough. I'm not in love with any particular aspect of the game, and I don't dislike really any part of it either. It's familiar, and it's predictable, and it's just enough of a good time to keep me playing. I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, but I don't remember much from the first game. Thankfully, there's a little cinematic that plays at the beginning of this one, recapping that adventure. Cool. I still don't remember any of what they just showed me. But I guess that just means that I'm going to go into this one fresh, and hopefully I can piece together what is going on. You play as Cal Kestis, a young Jedi who has survived the slaughter of nearly all of his fellow Jedi, which we saw in Episode 3. He's been on the run ever since, trying to fly under the radar while also striking back against the Empire from the shadows. He teams up with a ragtag band of companions, and together they try and make a difference against a seemingly unstoppable foe. A few years have passed since the first game, and the team have gone their separate ways, but after discovering clues about an ancient Jedi mystery, Cal attempts to get the band back together again for another planet-hopping adventure. If you played the last game, or really just about any AAA third-person action-adventure game of the past decade, this will all feel very familiar to you. You're going to be swinging from ropes, and you're going to do a lot of wall running, and you're even going to find large cracks in the walls or slightly ajar doors to squeeze through. This game has all of those greatest hits brought to you by Uncharted, Tomb Raider, or really just about any Sony first-party game of recent years. It's not that it's bad. There's a reason this formula has been used over and over again. It's just well-worn territory at this point. The combat fares a bit better due to the force powers at your disposal and the different stances you can learn for battle. One has you using a double-sided lightsaber, which is better at parrying and deflecting blaster fire. Another has you wielding the lightsaber in one hand and a blaster in the other, which is fun in that it allows you to seamlessly bounce back and forth between melee and range combat. And there's another stance which adds an attachment to your lightsaber, turning it into like a giant broadsword for much slower but more powerful attacks. It's fun to experiment between the different stances, and you'll find two which feel the best to you, which you can switch back and forth between during fights. The force powers also let you, you know, push enemies away, pull them towards you, or you can even catch projectiles fired at you in midair and send them back to the enemy, which is very satisfying. The combat is quite a bit of fun, but it also, it feels a little bit clunky. You know, it can feel not quite as responsive as maybe you expect, and the animations sometimes feel slightly off. It's not bad, but unlike, it's not like the smooth and seamless sword fights of something like Ghost of Tsushima. Visually, the game is pretty good. It's, you know, nothing to get super excited about, but the planets are cool looking and they're diverse. The game ran pretty rough at launch, but patches released since then have made it feel much better, and it's in a pretty good state right now. I still come across some weird bugs every so often, but I'm sure they'll keep patching it even with more improvements as they go. And of course, the audio is top-notch, as it usually is in a Star Wars game. All the classic Star Wars sound effects are there, and it features a pretty good musical score to set the mood. All in all, the presentation gets the job done, but it doesn't really blow you away. I don't want to sound like I'm down on the game, though, too much. I'm 20 hours or so into it. I feel like I'm getting near the end, and I'm having a good time. I am. The game definitely, it gets better as it goes, and there's some really cool action set pieces and story bits in the latter half of the game. It's just familiar, you know? We've been here before. But If you are a Star Wars fan or just a fan of action adventure games in general, I do think you're going to have a good time, as long as you're okay with playing Uncharted in a Star Wars dress. Every week, I end the episode by spreading some positive vibes in an attempt to make the gaming space a little less hostile and bring a little more positivity. This week's vibes go out to the folks at Kind of Funny. I admit I am not a regular listener of their shows, but when I heard that Xbox head Phil Spencer would be on right after the fallout of that Redfall launch, I knew I had to check it out. And I think they did a great job with the interview. They asked the not-so-fun questions, you know, the tough questions. And to his credit, Phil was incredibly open and forthright with his answers and how he was feeling. You know, good or bad, he has always been truthful and honest with the community. And for me, that goes a long way. So it was a great show, great episode. Very insightful. Highly recommend you go check it out. So congrats to the Kind of Funny crew on a great show. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook, where we go by Midlife SQ. This car is really hot, so until next time, be well and keep